Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity Bite. Just shedding a light on all the insanity going on, okay? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Seriously, I mean that. Somebody sent me an article during the break. I'm rolling on the floor over this thing. This is hilarious. This shows you how out of touch the left is with humanity. Okay? So, anyway, head up to the website, realscience.com. You can watch Science Blitz Live, take the poll. Lots you can do up there. What you want to do is you want to do one of two things. You're going to give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. I don't inundate you with this stuff. And let me know, you know, what you think. Right? Respond to the emails or you know, take advantage of some of the things that we have to offer there as well. But let's get past all of that for a second, because I'm just going to, if you don't want an email, and you just want to be noticed by phone, and I do not send you like 3 a night or 12, you know, I just don't do it. I send a couple a week to kind of poke you and let you know when the show is going to start. So if you want a text alert for the show, it's TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And many of you know that we're getting in a little bit, we're brewing up for a little legal battle with ex-rep Katie Hill, okay? And some of us, and it's not just for me, I'm going to be helping other people as well, some of us need your help. Okay, I'm not Rush Limbaugh, I don't have the buckets and piles of cash that he has. So you can do it one of two ways. You head over to the website, therealside.com, there's a donation button there. Anything will help. Otherwise, you can go to therealside.com/helpjoe. TheRealSide.com/HelpJoe. All the information is there. I'll let you know. Wait, I'm not going to harp on it for 2 or 3 or 4 hours. Just not going to do it. Now, I don't know this person, so I guess she's a big deal. Ellie Goulding, she's threatening to back out of the Cowboys halftime show over complaints about the Salvation Army. Now, this is how sick these people get. Yes, I'm going to say these people. I can't wait till Xander's on the show Friday night to help me out with this. Singer Ellie Goulding is threatening to back out of a performance at the Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving Day halftime show over her fans' complaints about the Salvation Army. Now, the Grammy-nominated artist, she was set to perform at the game between the Cowboys and the Buffalo Bills during their halftime show. Okay? They kick off every year. They kick off the Red Kettle campaign for the Salvation Army. Been doing it for the last 22 years. Now, I want you to think of something. This terrible, disgusting, nasty organization, they actually have the guts to provide shelter and food for the homeless. Can you believe this? And especially for children, they give gifts to children, clothes to children for the holiday season. This is an organization we shouldn't get behind. Bless. She said, okay, in a tweet, she says, okay, so maybe hairnet, not my strongest look. She has a hairnet in the picture. But thank you, Salvation Army, for having us in New York. As you know, I have spent a lot of time in shelters myself in London. It was the first time in New York City Salvation Army annually helps more than 23 million Americans overcome poverty, addiction, and economic hardship to a range of social services. They provide food for the hungry, emergency relief, disaster survivors, rehabilitation for those. They provide all of these. And I'm going to say it. I'm going to get a lot of trouble for it. But you loons on the left, especially some of those of you in the LGBTQ community, you went after her for this. And here's the deal. When you want to get off your butts, if you want to put together an organization that feeds 23 million, then go after them. Still a stupid reason, but then go after them. But here you are willing to overlook everything they do good, to discount everything they do good because of their basic principles, their basic Christian values. If that isn't hate, I don't know what is. You're going to take food and shelter away from 23 million Americans because you don't like their stance on gay marriage. Oh, my God. And I'm sure it'll make a little social justice warrior heart pitter-patter and feel better. While the 23 million starve, while those kids go hungry, because you're not stepping up and doing it. Backlash came after Goulding took to Instagram on Tuesday to share the image of herself helping out the Salvation Army. She was promptly, because they don't have any jobs, it's just hanging out. Promptly, she was criticized for her backing of an organization they believe is not supportive of the LGBTQ community. Well, there's plenty of organizations that aren't. Catholic Church being one of them. And it's not a matter of not being supportive of. They support you as a human being. They support you as a creation of the Almighty. They don't support your lifestyle. She said, backing down, see, this is why they win. I want you to think about something, my conservative friends out there. And not demeaning the LGBT, let's be clear, I'm not demeaning the people in the LGBTQ community. They are a small number, a very small single-digit number. And look at the pull, look at the power they have, because they're willing to step up and do something. And you Christians, you conservatives, you outnumber them 100 to 1, and you go hide in the closet, under the couches, in your trunks. You just don't have it. I'm not saying you'd be mean. I'm not saying you'd be nasty. You don't physically hurt anybody. But you step up for your rights, as well you should. While researching this, I've reached out to the Salvation Army and said that I'd have no choice but to pull out unless they quickly make a solid commitment, pledge, or donation to the community. No! Because they don't ask you whether you're a gay, lesbian, or transgender when they're feeding you, housing you, or taking care of you at Christmas. This is wrong. And it's our fault for letting them get away with it. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back to talk about California woes right after this. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saying saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
All right, give you a chance to one dance around the table, then sit down, because we've got a lot to deal with. Joe Mattini, your host, listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, make a donation, you know, skip one cup of coffee, right? And give the $5 to me, seriously. Let's get with the program. If you are one of those people who hates emails like I do, you can always ask for or sign up for our text alerts. TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And again, you got to get informed. You got to get engaged. One of my irritants is spewing the party line. You guys that want to spew the party line back at me, you're wasting your time. You send me emails with titles or things that come through that I see come through, from whether it's the Democrat Party or the Republican Party. Stop. Get informed. Get engaged. Right? Have some information behind you when you're going to have a discussion. Not an argument, but a discussion with somebody. All right. I've known this guy for a while, and he's been heavily involved in politics for years here in California. He's watched it go from the Sunshine State to circling the drain to head down the toilet. He is the publisher of the California Political News and Views, Steve Frank. Steve, thanks for being with me.
Joe, good to be with you this evening.
Yeah, and you know what? And we could do 5 hours on what's going on here in California. So let's just have some fun with the stuff that's up front. Gavin Newsom, there's a petition running around to recall Gavin Newsom. I just kind of giggle and go, I don't think it's going to go anywhere, all right? Because the Democrats here will vote for any D under any case for any reason at this point in time. So where does it go?
Well, I don't think it gets enough traction to get enough signatures, but what Gavin Newsom did last week earned him my signature on both recall petitions. About 3 weeks ago, an illegal alien killed a deputy sheriff up in Northern California. Last week was the funeral, and Gavin Newsom refused to show up at the funeral, even though he is a co-conspirator in the murder of the deputy sheriff, because as governor, he's been promoting the sanctuary state, protecting criminals from foreign countries, from being arrested by cops, from being turned over to ICE, and being deported. And so he's a co-conspirator in that murder of the deputy sheriff, Brian Ishmael. And quite frankly, he needs to go to that town and to apologize to the family, apologize to the community. And a first responder being killed, he needs to apologize to the people of California.
Steve, did he give a reason why he refused to go to the funeral?
According to the article, no comment, and we in my newsletter tomorrow morning, the fact that he refused to attend the funeral.
God, this is and it's amazing. The man steals $5 billion from the transportation fund here. You know, and you and I and many of us have been around for a while, kept saying, look, you guys are going to sign up for another tax to fix our highways, fix our freeways, fix our bridges, and we're not going to see it. We're going to see a whole bunch of pretty signs that say we're working on it, but you're not going to see that money as a whole. We were right, weren't we?
Well, Joe, you've been around a long time as well, and you know that in government, money is fungible. Just because you give money to one tax doesn't mean it'll be spent for that. In this case, this is the gas tax, SB1 money. We voted last year not to repeal it on the basis that the money was going to streets and freeways. So the governor took several hundred million dollars of gas tax money from the SB1 fund that was supposed to go to the Central Valley and is instead using it for subsidizing buses, trains, and my favorite, bike lanes around the state. So instead of fixing our freeways and expanding it, I mean, I live in Simi Valley. I go through Santa Clarita Valley quite often. I have business in Santa Clarita Valley periodically, and getting up there is a mess on the 5 and the 405 and into the 14.
Yeah, it's really. And it's amazing because, you know, for those of you who don't know, it's a more of a rural area out here if you would in that way. And you shouldn't have the kind of problems that we have. But again, you know, Governor Moonbeam there for years would do nothing with infrastructure. There was no way he was going to do anything with that. Newsom comes in behind him. He's really not interested in it either as a whole. He's got all these other pet peeves. You know, we should get a giggle out of this, Steve. When they sold us on all these windmills, right? These windmills that produce power. And what are they doing? So we put them in so we can produce more power in heavy winds. But what do? We shut down the grid in heavy winds, right?
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. There's a lot of those wind turbines that are not allowed to be run because it will kill birds. And then you have the fact that the turbine has to go into the main grid, and the grid gets closed down on the threat of wind. And by the way, I bet you don't know this, but wind turbines operate based on a lot of wind. So they wouldn't be getting us any electricity if there wasn't a lot of wind. And so if there's too much wind, they'll shut them down.
Just amazing. This state, most people don't know this. We are owned by the Democrats, if you would, right? I mean, they not only they have a super majority, and usually they kill themselves with super majority. Somebody goes to jail, or a couple of them go to jail for whatever reasons, you know, running guns and such. But they have a super majority here. And everybody thinks that, you know, we've got the fifth largest economy. We must be a winner. We are in a mess economically and otherwise, aren't we? Educationally?
Well, there's a difference, and I've been doing this since 1960, and there's now a difference between the Democrats until about 1990 to the year 2000 to the current. Previously, they were power hungry, they wanted office for the sake of holding office, and they were corrupt. This is a different type of Democrat than we've seen before. These are ideologically socialist-driven Democrats, and they really do want to see capitalism fail. They do want to see businesses close. They do want to take over energy companies like PG&E and Southern California Edison. Los Angeles and San Francisco are in the process of opening up banks, public banks. And here's how that's going to work. Once they open up that bank, the cities will no longer put their money into private banks. But worse than that, they're going to tell vendors to the city, people who contract with the city, that you won't be able to get a contract unless you bank with the Bank of City of Los Angeles or the Bank of the City of San Francisco. They're trying to close down the banking system in the state of California, along with the electricity and, of course, as you know, the water, by limiting water allocations, they're trying to close down agriculture in California.
Well, I started calling us Venezuela North. Right? I mean, because we're getting power turned on and turned off. And then on top of all of that, to your point, these people live in rural areas where they need electricity to run the water pumps. They're not getting water either. So they're out. Hey, we've got more to talk about on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, Steve Frank, will be with me. When we come back, you're listening to The Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The top U.S. diplomat to Ukraine, William Taylor, and Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent testified for hours before the House Intelligence Committee, which is involved in the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Committee Chairman, Democrat Adam Schiff, says Congress has to take action.
If the President can simply refuse all oversight,
particularly in the context of an impeachment proceeding, the balance of power between our two branches of government will be irrevocably altered.
But Devin Nunes, the ranking Republican on the committee, sees things differently.
Anyone familiar with the Democrats' scorched earth war against President Trump would not be surprised to see all the typical signs that this is a carefully orchestrated media smear campaign.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let's welcome KACT out of Andrews, Texas. I mean, thank you guys. I understand you pick up the show Monday through Friday, 3 hours a day. Thank you so much. And the listeners down there, thank you so much for asking the station manager to bring that on. And that's what I keep telling you guys. If you want to hear the show and you don't want to hear it on your smartphone or your dumb phone or whatever you have, and you want to really hear it driving around town, you got to get a hold of the station manager. Ask them why they don't carry the show. What's wrong with them? If you don't get the answer you want, give me a call. Let me know. Anyway, let's get back to a publisher of California Political News and Views. Steve Frank joins me. And Steve knows quite a bit about California politics and what's going on here. Steve, thanks for joining me tonight.
Glad to be with you this evening.
All right, so let's talk about the love child of the U.S., Kamala Harris. Kamala is very upset because she doesn't understand why the racist, sexist American citizens wouldn't want to vote for her, wouldn't want her as president of these United States. Do you have any insight on this? Are we really that racist, Steve?
Well, I must admit that this is the first time I've ever agreed with anything that Kamala Harris said. When she states this, what she is stating and specifically is she doesn't understand why she cannot get the nomination of the Democrat Party and the only for president, and the only reason she can come up with, they are not ready for a woman of color or a woman to get the nomination. She's calling the Democrat Party, which is the party of Jim Crow laws, the party of slavery, the party that founded the KKK, and I can go into some more stuff that they've done against human rights and civil rights, but she's declaring that what we all knew, Joe, was the Democrat Party is a racist, sexist party.
Yeah. Look at it. I think this is hilarious. Why is it the Dems, and I've seen this happen now over the last 10 years, it seems as the years go on, they've become the party of non-responsibility. From, look at Hillary Clinton. Nothing that woman did was her fault. Nothing she did was because of an act that she did. Look at Kamala Harris. Same thing there. It doesn't have to do with what's wrong with her as a candidate. It has to be because we're racist and sexist. I don't know what Beto's got to say, but, he was just gone. He was just out of it.
Well, you'll be happy to know that the state of California, is about to pass a resolution presented, of course, by Democrats in Sacramento to declare California the compassionate state. That's not a joke. There is a bill, a resolution that will pass after the first of the year when they come back declaring California a compassionate state. And so that's what they believe socialism is, compassion, free health care, free housing, free education. The only thing that isn't free is a brain, because you don't have anything free, as I learned from Dr. Milton Friedman in 1961, Tanstoffel. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody is paying. Now, in communist countries and totalitarian countries, they pay with their freedom. And here in California, we are tending toward giving up our freedom. There's a some of your listeners, maybe you yourself, my wife is addicted to it, going to a coffee shop, and a famous one, and getting coffee every day. I'm not into that stuff, but she is, and a lot of people are. Berkeley has outlawed non-sustainable cups. That means the cups that Starbucks and Pete's and the other coffee shops give out are illegal in Berkeley. San Francisco is about to make it illegal. Oakland's about to make it illegal. And it'll go the way of the plastic straw. But the good news is you can buy a cup for 25 cents, or you can rent a mug in one of the coffee shops.
Oh, God. So, wait a minute. Just so people understand, we have some of the highest poverty rates in the country. We have homelessness that is honestly, physically spilling out into the streets, right? We now have legal, injection centers, which people think about something. It's still against federal law. A state agency is providing a place for people to break federal law and shoot up drugs and diseases from years gone by that we never had to think about anymore, don't even know how to spell, are making a major comeback in Los Angeles and San Francisco. And what are we doing? We're making sure that we are a compassionate state. Wow, Steve, we're something else, aren't we?
We have 16 million in raw numbers, 12 million people, 16% of the state is in poverty. And that's not even counting the illegal aliens that are here. And so we're more concerned about plastic straws. And by the way, the ocean has a bigger problem with tires and tire treads being in the ocean. I've done stories about that on my newsletter, than anything close to it. It's 100 times more problem with tires. So if we're going to outlaw plastic straws to save the whales, we have to outlaw tires to do the same.
People don't believe when I'm doing stories about stuff going on in this state. People don't believe it. They'll write me emails after and say, come on, you made that up. Tell me where that is. I don't believe you. And you can't make, you couldn't, you and I, and people with a little bit of a brain, could not sit around a table and write this stuff for a sitcom, could we? I mean, seriously.
The sad part is, periodically in my newsletter, I have a columnist from Contra Costa County by the name of Rich Eber who writes for me. And two or three times a month he writes satirical articles. And I could tell you, Joe, that most of those satirical articles people take seriously. He's trying to make a satire about the state of California and his policies. And most people believe it because California is that crazy. You can't satirize California.
No, you can't. And so, you know, before I get onto a different subject in a second here, Gavin Newsom, there's been some grumblings, and I know that you're in the know with a lot of this stuff, that he is actually setting himself up to run for president. There is no way. We may want a lot of things in this country, but there is no way, I have to believe, that man could become president of these United States. Please tell me I'm right. Please.
Well, let's see if I understand this right. The Democrats are upset with Donald Trump for his perceived relationship with women and the way he talks about them. On the other hand, Gavin Newsom was found having sex with his secretary, who was the wife of his campaign manager, and that's okay.
Yes. But when you're a D in front of your name, when you're registered as a Democrat, these things aren't really wrong. You know what I mean? They take out, they're fluid, like gender, Steve. You know, right and wrong kind of ebbs and flows depending on what's going on in the Capitol. It's just amazing to me. Just totally amazing to me. When we come back from the break, one of the things that I want to talk about is, and in detail, is ex-Representative Katie Hill. And I know you've just recently done a piece on this. I did a piece on it originally. And some of the people we know, I won't say our friends, but some of the people we know went down a whole different road with this. And now it's blown up. And it's really interesting how, because you brought this up, how they go after President Trump. They go after Republicans. They go after conservatives because of their lifestyles, because of some of their belief systems or what have you. They went after Vice President Pence because he wouldn't spend any time alone with a woman, you know, having a meal or what have you. And yet, here we have, you know, I'm sorry, I wanted to finish out with taking advantage of women. I mean, she goes through this whole thing, the whole diatribe from the floor back in February, Katie Hill does, about how women are treated by men. And yet we find out she's treating her, they're in a truple. So I don't know, are they a wife at that point or?
Well, I will have an exclusive for you on how she is treated by men and how she treats men has not been published before.
Well, good. You'll have to let me know when that hits, and we'll get on it.
No, anyway. Other side of the commercial, I will give that information.
Perfect. All right. Joe Mussini, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. I want your email address. I send out one email a week. I don't inundate you with emails. It's current stories that we have posted, things that we have going on. Also, again, you want to head up to the website. You can check on the stories that we have there. Say you like them, you don't like them. Take the poll. Get involved. Get engaged. Get informed so you're not just spewing the same party line everybody else is. We'll be back with Steve Frank in just a couple of minutes.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, if you don't eat up all your time trying to find the show, what have you, the easiest way to do it, head up to your app, what is it, Apple or Android store or Play store or whatever it's called. You guys know what it is if you have the phone. We have an app. It's just The Real Side with Joe Messina. You can watch live, listen live. You can pick up the podcast. You can pick up the old videos. You can read the articles. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on up there that you need to be involved with and aware of. You know, we're supposed to be supporting each other, and this is one of the ways you do it. Okay, and tell people about the show. Matter of fact, if you want to have some real fun, tell some of your enemies about the show and tell them how left-leaning I am. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Publisher of the California Political News and Views, Steve Frank, is with me, and I've known Steve for a while, and he definitely has his pulse on what's going on here in California. Steve, thanks for being with me.
Joe, good to be with you this evening.
You know, it is truly such a beautiful state and such a diverse and not just people, but diverse in areas and ecosystems and, you know, that kind of thing. You can go skiing in the morning, and you can be down at the beach in the afternoon swimming in the water. You know, it's that diverse of an area. And the Democrats have turned it into a big flush bowl right now. You know, that's all I can say about it. But, all right.
Well, I always like to say that I wish the government of California was as good as the weather.
I know. My God. You know what? But I know I live here, but here's what I say. I say the same thing about New York. I say the same thing about Chicago. I love these people, but it's your fault. I have no sympathy anymore. You keep voting these people in. They see, you know, my dad has a saying about the Massachusetts legislature. Every one of those guys could be up for re-election on Tuesday, okay? On Monday, they can take a portrait, not a portrait, you know, a panoramic picture of all of them standing on the State House steps, flipping the bird off to every citizen of Massachusetts, and they'd all win by a landslide the next day again. And I believe them. I don't get it. I mean, they painted us as being that bad. It's just amazing to me. Anyhow.
Well, they take us for granted. Mm-hmm. We live in a plantation. We live on a plantation. The plantation is run by the special interests, the unions, and the those who believe in identity politics, run by the socialist ideologues in Sacramento.
Yeah, I know. It's just craziness. Okay, so let's get to one of my and this one, the reason this one is so close to me is for a guy that they're saying did a whole bunch of stuff that I didn't do. I love this. I think this is hilarious. So former Representative Katie Hill was caught in many little, we'll call them mini scandals, if you would. And I was the one that broke the original story about her. And I purposely chose, with the people around me, with some of the information I got, not to go down the sex pictures. Because frankly, Steve, you've been on California beaches. There's more skin on those beaches in the summertime than there were in the pictures that we saw. All right? But the real problem here was her breaking rules, breaking laws that she voted on. You know, here she was paying somebody that worked for her, potentially paying two people that worked for her. So that was what my article was all about. Right?
Well, the real problem is, and I filed the FEC complaint against her, that she used her campaign donors' money not to run a campaign. She did that in part, but also to have somebody to warm her bed. And that's illegal.
Yep.
Then she turns around, becomes a member of Congress, and she uses part of her congressional budget to find somebody to warm her bed illegally. And she voted for those rules, and when you sign up as a candidate, you agree to abide by the rules, and you sign periodically when you make your reports to the FEC on how you spent the money, you say it was for these specific purposes that are all lawful. She lied. She perjured herself when she signed those forms to the Federal Elections Commission. And not only that, but she lied to her community. She was claiming that she was bisexual, meaning that's what she said in her in the election in 2018, that she was bisexual, and everyone thought, well, okay, that's something else. But she wasn't merely bisexual. She was an abuser. She used people to warm her bed, and she used campaign donations to have that happen. And there's so much more to this. The fun part is, and I put quotes around the fun part, is on February 4th of 2018, 4 months before the June primary where she was running for Congress, she was on a cruise to Mexico having advertised on the cruise's website with a picture of her and her husband what they would do. They're bringing an extra woman along with them and all the other details. And this was during the middle of a campaign 4 months before, and she was in a tough race with Brian Calfano at that point.
Right.
Yet she had time enough to have her raging hormones take control and financed by we don't know what, but the woman who was with them was financed by the campaign.
Yeah, the funny thing about it is that people think we're you know, guys like me, old, white, Christian guys, we just don't agree with her lifestyle. Okay. You're right. We don't agree with the lifestyle, but that's between her and whoever wants to partake of it. That's not what we're upset about. That's not what my article was about. That's not what your article is about. It's all about the fact that what she did was illegal, what she did was unethical. While she sat there, Steve, what drove me nuts is while she sat there pointing her finger at Trump and guys like you and me and the rest of us about being unethical and, you know, doing illegal things, she was doing exactly what she was pointing her finger at us doing, wasn't she?
No, exactly. Exactly. But Democrats are hypocrites. They have a double standard, or as I like to say, if it wasn't for double standards, Democrats would have no standards.
You know, I read this last week, and again, you know, which he put in the ad, we are a freaky, fun-loving couple looking for another freaky couple for some hot, steamy, and kinky encounters on our cruise to Mexico in February of 2018. We have another female friend of ours joining us, and adding another couple or a decent guy or a woman would make this cruise an experience to remember. We're okay with soft or full swap in the same or in different rooms. If you're interested, send us a message. I'm just sitting there going...
You should also note, and this hasn't come out before, at the same time that she was advertising on that platform for herself, her husband, and her friend, at the same time she was on a bondage website advertising that she is both a submissive or a dominant based on whatever you want, and a whole bunch of other kinks that we can't go into on the air.
No,
and
please.
So she was just, and that's apparently in the bondage industry society, this website is a big, big deal, and she was advertising on that one as well. And there are other websites of a sexual nature that she's been advertising. Now, I understand political ads. That goes with the territory. But she was advertising her sex, and as much as she was advertising her votes on health care.
You know, and again, so people are clear. Your sex life is your sex life. You do what you want with it, okay? But to Steve's point, when you're doing this stuff, you have a holier-than-thou attitude. You're pointing your finger at other people for what they're doing. You're using money. In essence, you're stealing campaign money, if you would, all right, to make these things happen. You've got no right to say anything. Clean up your own house first. This seems to be a habit with these people. You know, she came out on the congressional floor when she did her, oh, woe is me, you know, this is a sexist thing. Well, listen, of the last 10 people to resign, you know, when they were coming under ethics investigations for this kind of thing, 9 of them were men. So I'm kind of confused here. I mean, maybe she didn't mean sexist, or maybe she was supporting men. I don't know.
Well, my belief is that she's immature. And then you bring up the issue of the photos. And I've been asked the question, you know, how did those photos get out there? Why were there photos in the first place? And I think there's a logical and responsible answer for that question. She's 32 years old. She's a millennial. Millennials can't eat pizza without putting a picture of that pizza on
That's
Facebook.
True. That is
they
so
can't
true.
A movie without saying, I was in line for 2 hours or 20 minutes to see such and such a movie. Every aspect of their life they put on Facebook or Twitter. And so in her case, she was putting her sex life in front of everybody as if it was normal.
Yeah. Well, look, in their life, if that generation, this is a normal lifestyle. Anything goes. They're all open to it. You know, and it's funny. I looked at the pictures of her when she's speaking to crowds, or she's out there and she's, you know, got the pearls on and the conservative dresses on and what have you. And I'm thinking, if you're so sure that what you're doing is right, just live your life. Just live it and let people decide whether they want to vote for you or not. Correct? That's what
you
I
know,
do.
And she should have been honest with the public in 2018. Not only am I bisexual, I'm also submissive. I'm also dominant. I also sleep with anything I could find. And if I can't find them, I'll pay them to sleep with me. She should have been honest.
Steve, how do people get more of your writings quickly? We're almost out of time.
They go to capoliticalreview.com, click on the banner, California Political News and Views, and you can sign up and get it for free, 10 articles, 3 a.m. every morning.
Wow. All right, listen, people, we've got a lot more coming up in the next hour. We're going to try to go through. I saw No Safe Spaces the other day. It's a movie you need to go see. You need to support our people, and, man, this will help you figure things out and why our young people the way they are. Joe Mancini, your host, just the real side on GCN Live.